Ladies and gentlemen,
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, a little bit late, but I'm continuing from what I discussed the other day, and it is about should the Bible, do we have to understand the Bible literally? Very important issue, because we have to understand that there are other senses that the Bible can be understood, such as allegorically or symbolically. But the issue for I would like to talk about today is understanding the Bible literally. And I discussed this previously the other night. I said many people reject the Bible, although they're old books, and today get much of their information from media and television. And I said, but the biblical worldview is a different one. And the thought process which is embraced by the biblical worldview is not merely the current fads or the current authors, but the older thoughts and ideas. And I told that there are people who in this day may not even see relevance in the Greek tragedies of Jane Austen. And they're fed by some process of media and television. But the Bible, which I said, some people don't care about it. And some people see it as literature, not many. But it is a religious book. And the Bible is to be understood as seeing people as fallen and failed. In that sense, that's the beginning point in Genesis chapter 2. And also the Bible traces what life means, should mean to us. And there are many things in it we have to find out in the Bible. As I said, that we are a fallen and failed group, and we have to find out in the Bible what God has to say about humanity and human actions and history and the meaning of life and the possible outcome of our life. The Bible isn't read as a religious book which presumes a supernatural element and of God's actions in history and the meaning of life and the outcome of life. If it's not read in that way, there's no fitting at all. If it's not read in a religious book, then you're not going to even approach the thing and understand it, because the Bible assumes a supernatural realm. And that is the issue. Unless you are willing to accept that position, you're wasting your time in seeking to understand what's in the Bible. Just like it would be the same in reading Shakespeare and understanding what he's saying literally. So I have to say, what I think is true of any other kind of book, the Bible has to be understood literally or not understood at all. Whatever book you read, John Keats, Shelley, Milton, whatever book you read, the outcome is that it is understood as what it says literally. So the Bible, if we can only understand it literally, and it will always supersede any fads or fashions. I will continue this tomorrow night, okay? And as I say, to understand the Bible is always to understand it literally. Thank you.